Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Just got a message from Mark Hollis, said he was going to join us, and now apparently he is... He must be on another line, so we're trying to get through to his phone, and should do that very shortly, I hope within the next couple of minutes. But wanted to let you know that Mark D'Antonio, certainly not the first coach to have had this kind of situation, but maybe the first coach in Michigan State history to have had this much success against Notre Dame and Michigan. No Michigan State coach has ever started 6-2 against those two teams, and a victory over Michigan on October 9th would make D'Antonio 3-1 against both of those teams. So he is certainly in rarefied air that way. And I believe we have Mark Hollis with us. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. Well, I thought that that was a tremendous presentation yesterday with Dr. Chris DeHaim, and the way that it was presented. Obviously, the first concern is for the health of your head coach.
Well, there's no question about that. And, you know, following the exciting conclusion of the football game, and then, of course, have that turn right around with the news that your football coach has suffered from a heart attack, made for quite a swing of emotions there going into the morning on Sunday. And as we got through the process, our most important thing was indeed the health of Coach D'Antonio, but also the communication plan and talking to the D'Antonio family, talking to the football family, making sure our student athletes were aware, and then getting the information out to the Spartan Nation, as you would say, in a very straightforward manner. And that was most of the work yesterday during the morning.
When did you get a chance to talk with Mark? I know that you spent a lot of time talking with Becky.
I had a chance to talk with Mark right when he came out of surgery, and you know, we had very few words, but it was right. Just, you know, I just had a brief conversation, and then was able to get on home there for a wee bit of sleep before hitting the trail at 6 o'clock in the morning there on Sunday.
Well, we know that there have been coaches who did not get this kind of a warning sign, and they are no longer with us. Thinking of former MSU basketball coach John Bennington, football coaches Dave McLean of Wisconsin, Randy Walker of Northwestern. But Bo Schembechler came back from something much worse than this and coached another 20 seasons, and then had another career or two after that. And someone you know very well, Judd Heathcote, I spoke with today in Spokane, and he was telling a lot of stories, and you can laugh about them now, but talking about the ride to the hospital with Clint Thompson in the Volkswagen, and you can imagine how unhappy he was about that.
Oh, no question. It's, you know, Rick Conley's had this experience, and, you know, there are so many folks, and you hate to say a heart attack is routine, but, you know, I think it, on a scale of heart attacks, it was, they described it as a minor heart attack, which I don't know that there is such a thing, but,
right.
You know, cause for caution, a cause to think about, you know, trial and everything. So it's, you know, I think Coach is in very good spirits today. He's, he's still resting comfortably there at the hospital, but, we're fortunate that we had great medical help both at the stadium and then down at the hospital.
Mark Hollis, MSU Director of Athletics and a close personal friend of Mark D'Antonio, as he should be. He's the guy who brought him back to East Lansing. Mark, when you think about the kind of care that we have now as opposed to a few years ago, the advancements, the fact that a stent could be put in place so quickly, the EKG results so quickly, the advancements in medical science have really worked in coach's favor.
They're quite remarkable, and it's, you know, I have a friend who is a lead cardiologist down at Beaumont, and have shared many of discussions. In fact, went down and had some pretty extensive tests done on myself over the summer, and it's amazing what they can do in today's world as far as getting the arteries back in gear when we don't take such good care of our bodies, or if it's just a hereditary type situation. And you know, it's very uninvasive. It's usually a quick recovery, and that's what we're anticipating here in this situation.
Yeah, the arthroscopy procedure is truly amazing. And, Mark, you know, we heard so many reports of this being a heart-stopping finish. I don't think that's exactly what we had in mind. But it was, and I guess with that Michigan game in 2001, it was one of the most magnificent endings you could have to a Michigan State game, and we'll take all those we can get.
It really was. It was a great finish, very exciting, and you know, kind of a surreal weekend with the two combinations of events, and both very impactful, both very much in a different way.
MSU Athletic Director Mark Hollis, our guest. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jack.
All right. We will be back, and we're going to talk with Dr. David Chapin, Superintendent of the East Lansing Public Schools, coming up next.